No, I don't believe they are. It won't come to me.
Okay, that's fine. What about if you have a very heavy suitcase to get from one place to another? You might say, I'm glad I don't have to walk this very far. I'm glad I don't have to... Okay. And what do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in water?
Well, there's old gophers.
Okay. And what about if it lives on land? Or does the gopher...
The gopher lives mostly on land, I believe.
Okay. Is there something like it that lives in water that goes by a different name, or do you call it the same thing?
A turtle.
Oh, in the water it's called a turtle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I may not get it all just right.
No, it's exactly right. I just want to know, you know, if you're out fishing and you see one out there, you'd say, there, look at that turtle then. And if you were out in the field, you'd probably say, there's a
gopher.
Okay. Now, it's not whether it's right or wrong, it's what, you know, what's the word that you'd use around here. And what about a word for the intestines of a hog that some people eat?
Chitterlet?
Okay. And what do you call the center part of an egg? Sometimes you use it in cooking certain cases.
I know what to call it, and I can't call it. I mostly call it the yellow of an egg.
And what do you call the upper part of a man's body up here?
The shoulders.
And right in here?
Chest.
Okay, and what do you call a small, flat-bottomed craft with oars that you may use on a lake?
A boat.
Okay, do you have a different word if it is sharp-pointed or square-pointed or either one? You just say a boat for either one of them. Do y'all have one that has a sharp point around here?
Oh, yeah.
You call either one or call both of them a boat?
I reckon so. That's all I can think of.
Okay, when you go fishing, do you use a boat or do you usually fish around the edge?
Around the edge anymore.
Okay.
I used to go out in a boat, me and my husband.
Mm-hmm.
But they'd be small, you know.
Sure. Okay. And what do you call the covering for a pillow on the bed?
A pillowcase.
And if a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, well, that is certainly a pretty quat of beads.
Pearls?
Okay, would you say something of beads, though? That's a pretty something of beads. Put a beads on the end of it, you know? I want to know if you'd be more likely to say that's a pretty string of beads, or pair of beads, or a strand of beads. Do you see? Would you ever use one of those? Or would you be more likely to use one? Would you be more likely to use one other? Would you just say those beads, those pretty beads?
Yes.
String of beads, strand of beads, pair of beads. You don't use those?
Not much.
Okay. If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say that one man really what the other?
Beat him up, I reckon. Okay, good.
Okay, and what do you call the back part of a man's legs? Say he gets down in this position, and you might say he got down on his what? How would you describe that? This for this part right here, if he, you know, sort of squatted down. He got down on his, do you have a word for that?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, I didn't either, but that was one that's in here, though. There weren't no if you'd ever use anything like conches or hunkers or honkers or hunkers or scrunches. Any of those words ever sound familiar?
Yeah, that hunkers.
You've heard that?
Yes, but that's when